You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Well, taking a look ahead to this year's Champion Hurdle now at the Cheltenham Festival on the back of the festive racing. Usually at this point we'd take a few clues out of Christmas. We'd say he ran well in the Christmas Hurdle or he ran well over in Leopardstown, so on and so forth. But it seems this year's Champion Hurdle, everything barring the favourite, has disappointed at some point or another. Stephen Powell joins me, Mark Walton, to look ahead to the race and the betting as it stands at the moment. And because of that, Bouvardaire looks very solid at the top of the market at 8-13. He hasn't really shown any holes yet, and he was quite impressive, well, very impressive in fact, in his two runs this season. He just travels so well on the bridle, and I thought he was very good value for his win in the Christmas Hurdle.
Yeah, I agree entirely, Mark. He's not done anything wrong in either of his runs this year. I was impressed with his performance at Newcastle as well in the Fighting Fifth the time before. His key asset for me is his hurdling. He's so efficient that it's a very, very strong point for him. But he's won the Champion Hurdle already, and he's done nothing wrong this year. And because of, as you say, other disappointments or perceived contenders that could shake him up, if the Champion Hurdle was this week, it's very hard to see anything else other than him winning. It would be a big surprise if he didn't win.
And he is, of course, the reigning Champion Hurdle.
He is.
A lot of people saying perhaps because Fahin didn't run last season, but he's been there and done it, and he's still doing it right now. Whereas Fahin, second in the market 5-1, yeah, disappointing over Christmas. Rich Ritchie being quoted as saying they're still going to go all guns blazing and carry on as normal with preparations for the Champion Hurdle, despite not really having an answer for what happened to him over Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. It was almost, again, it was a very poor run from Fahin, which is unusual when we have seen him. But obviously, we hadn't seen him for, what, 22 months before he won at Punchestown in the Morgiana Hurdle. And he had been in training all through the summer pretty much as well, because he was going to run at the end of last year, end of last season as it were, which he didn't quite make. But rather than having a big break, they thought, well, he's fit well, we'll sort of kick on with the training of him. So he was really reared up, I think, for Punchestown. It might be a bit much for the bounce, but he is 10. He's obviously had a very injury-laden career as well. And it's got to the stage with, yes, he has the fantastic raw ability, which he's still got, as he showed at Punchestown, but there are too many other things revolving around him to be overly confident. And if he gets there on the day, fit and well, and manages to beat Bouvardaire, then it will be a fantastic effort from Willie Mullins to do so, because 10-year-olds have got a very poor record as well in the Champion Hurdle anyway. I'm struggling to think of another one that's won since Sea Pigeon. Was Hurricane Fly?
Yeah, I was going to say
Hurricane
that.
Fly 10 when he won the second time, possibly, but I think he might have been 9. And so he's got a lot against him, especially now off the back of a poor run as well. And the thing is, I want to say I'd rather see him run again and show some form, but will they do that? Do you know what I mean? Because
I think they have to now, don't they?
Well, depends if anything comes to light with what's right or what's wrong with him. Yeah, he was 9 the second. Yeah, so I think it's Sea Pigeon was the last 10-year-old to have won the race in 81, possibly. 80, and then 81 when he was 11. I'm just lukewarm about Fahin. Lukewarm, I think. And even if he does get there, I still think Bouvardaire might beat him anyway.
Yeah, when he made his reappearance for him, I was like, oh, the machine is back, but he's not firing on all cylinders anymore. So that's the question mark with regards to him. And it's one of those where you could back him now at 5-1 and think if he comes back and bounces back
from
and wins over in Ireland, then he's going to be much closer to Bouvardaire at the top of the market come Champion Hurdle Day. But can you take a chance on a horse that's had two runs in 2 years, pretty much?
Well,
and one of them has been very disappointing. So
for me, no, basically.
Fair enough.
There's too many not negatives, but I suppose they are, really, because that's what putting me off. There are not enough positives, put it that way.
If I used a phrase for Melon, it would be underpriced pretty much all the time.
Yeah, throughout his life.
I think 6-1's underpriced for him on what he's done so far for the Champion Hurdle as well. What do you make of Melon?
I agree. The fact that My Tent or Yours is nearly 3 times the price when he beat him last time out is bizarre. For me, Melon, if you can't
beat
Lebeck,
isn't it?
Well,
Melon.
I I don't know. What potential? He's won a maiden hurdle. Wow. Do you know what I mean? Give me a list of 300 horses who haven't done that. If you can't beat LeBake in the Supreme, you're not going to win the Champion Hurdle. If you can't beat the new one on My Tent or Yours, then you can't win the Champion Hurdle, surely. Willie's going to have to supercharge him to get him to win. I just don't think he's good enough.
What do you make of York Hill 10-1 in the market then?
I want him to run in the Champion Chase. I hope he doesn't run here.
Apple's Jade, is she going to turn up? She's 16-1. My Tent or Yours, 16-1, the old boy to run in the race again.
Bless him. I used to really hate My Tent or Yours, but as he's getting older, I think, good old lad, isn't he? Yeah. But he's not going to win. The only one back to follow on from a similar discussion we've had about the Gold Cup, if you were to give me £10 to have a bet on the race, I'd have a fiver each way on Defi de Soy.
Tell us why.
Well, he's priced on one bad run,
yeah,
for which he scoped badly afterwards. Philip Hobbs has said the yard were not in good form and have only just now, as we're recording this, start of January, starting to turn the corner. A quote from Philip Hobbs that I read over the weekend said, yes, we've had horses who haven't been right, but we've had 7 seconds in the last 2 weeks. If they'd have won, everyone would have been saying, I'm in great form, which is a very good point.
Yep.
Had a winner at Extra on New Year's Day, so I think they're just starting to turn. If he comes and wins the Champion Hurdle Trial, the Kingwell, the Contenders Hurdle, any of the National Spirit, any of those sort of races in the next few weeks, then he's going to rocket up the betting, because there is nothing else there, Mark.
Yeah.
And I think, 20-1 is a big price about a horse who was unbeaten,
yeah,
through his season last year. And that is purely because of his one run at Ascot. And I am a forgiver, Mark. Particularly when there's an excuse. I don't think you could do anything but. So, there we go.
Yeah, I get that.
Each way, yeah. Anti-post double. You've given me £20. Tenner each way. Double on Defi de Soy, Native River.
Nice. And I'll take half of the winnings if...
10% final offer.
Okay. it's obvious, isn't it? I said this on the podcast the other day. It's a JP Watt minus 1-2-3. Defi de Soy, Boover Dare beats Defi de Soy. My Tenner, yeah, a big race in third.
Yeah. And also, I think if Fahim doesn't run, York Hill and Apple's Jade don't run, then it wouldn't surprise me if a new one turned up again.
Yeah.
I know they said we're going to run him in the stayers now, but he's only just been beaten by Boover Dare. He could probably be placed in the race again, to be fair to him, the old new one as well.
Still won't win.
Oh God, no.
Well, thank you very much, Stephen. Good luck with that. Enjoy the racing, and we'll look forward to the Cheltenham Festival.
Cheerio, Mark.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.